Assessing the financial crunch with your news headlines on Timbleware. Saturday's legislative coffee update, sponsored by the Garden City Chamber at St. Catherine Hospital, focused on a couple of important topics. One, just because a temporary financial remedy was passed by the legislature, Representative John Dahl believes it's still likely schools will be closed June 30th.
What we passed was a money shift. It wasn't bringing new money in, and that's what the courts have told us from the very get-go that we have to do.
Representative Shannon Francis, a liberal, thinks middle and poor-income families are bearing the weight of balancing last year's budget.
We came up with about $380, $400 million worth of tax increases last year. They were sales tax, the elimination of your mortgage interest, elimination of your property tax on your home, also the elimination of your health deductions.
We'll continue our coverage of the discussion tomorrow. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website, westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bulware.